ready to get down to business? Join seasoned entrepreneur, community leader, and Army veteran Scott Shalom Klein, who will take you behind the scenes with those who work in America's small business scene and speak with leaders making an impact, creating jobs, and telling their story in entrepreneurship.
So let's get down to business.
On AM 560, The Answer, here's your host, Shalom Klein.
And indeed, we're all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download the podcast on my website at syklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. I'm thrilled to be joined by a returning guest. That's right. It's Joe Brocato, who is an attorney, author, speaker, and official member of the Forbes Business Development Council. The list goes on and on. Joe is a partner at a law firm focusing on real estate and corporate law. But today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Joe has spent a lot of his spare time, I don't know where that spare time comes from, writing books, both fiction and nonfiction, on various topics. And he has just released a fantastic new book. It's called Hit It Off, 21 Rules to Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. Joe Brocato, welcome to the program.
Shalom. It's great to be here. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's great to have you back on. And it's great to see all the amazing stuff that you're doing, capturing so many lessons learned and sharing it with others. And that's why we really wanted to bring you on. So, Joe, let's catch up on some of this stuff. We had you on the program, gosh, it's a bunch of years ago. It feels like the world has shifted upside down. Can you tell us about that book and how it led to continuing on this journey to hit it off?
Absolutely. Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me. The book that we talked about before when I was on your show was Happy is Cool, How to Ignite the True Happiness in You. And I've always enjoyed writing. I've always enjoyed reading and writing. And so when I wrote that book, it really didn't start out as a book. It really started out as a way for me to hopefully leave a few words of wisdom for my children, helping them, frankly, to have as happy a life as they can possibly have. And so over the course of, you know, years after that, continuing to practice law, I've been practicing law now for a little over 31 years, pandemic hits, and I'm thinking about how everybody has become so fragmented and disconnected, just as a practical matter. So I got to thinking about how I could perhaps, you know, just kind of put together a little system or a formula to help people connect better, certainly in business, but also just generally in their personal lives. And so I just started jotting down some ideas that are frankly pretty pragmatic, pretty common sense, things that I do and use all the time. And then I did a lot of research around them, and I looked at psychological and sociological and business studies and other expert commentary around these various things, and really married the science, which really proves out the efficacy of these intuitive things, and married them with the intuitive. And that's where I believe true mastery is. So the book is really intended to help people hit it off. That's the title, hit it off with people from the moment you meet them, and then building a long-term emotional connection with them, which really maximizes, I believe, the likelihood of achieving all of your goals.
It's huge. And you know what they say about common sense. We'll just leave it there for a moment. But, you know, a lot of these basic skills, it's interesting. This is a really important topic, especially coming out of the pandemic, when a lot of folks have been stuck at home and operating in a very, very different environment. I've had this conversation many times about, you know, relationship building. And I think that there's a lot of young entrepreneurs that are coming out there that the rules of the game have changed. And in fact, later on in this program, I'm going to talk a little bit about public speaking and how everything is all about presenting. But that's a big focus of the book. You talk a lot about some of those basic skills, again, about making an impression with people when you meet them. So let's start there in for now. Again, the book is called Hit It Off, 21 Rules to Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. We won't have time to talk all about 21. What are some of the basic tips on making that great first impression that you'd want to share with our listeners?
Studies have shown that we tend to make snap judgments about people in the first 2 seconds when we meet them, and we tend not to change our view of that individual even after we have additional information. So those first few seconds are absolutely critical. And that's a big reason for the genesis of the book here. And, you know, the very, very first rule, this is why I wanted to put it first, is all around eye contact. Seems very simple, very intuitive. These are the sorts of things that we tend not to even think about, because science really does show the efficacy of conveying emotion through our eyes, whether it's something that we're caring about, we're excited about, we're concerned about. And we often overlook that. And so from the moment you meet someone, you have to really convey that level of empathy, whatever emotion is present at that time. It could just be a sense of excitement. They see that. The science does show that that does something in their brain, and it really gets them to reciprocate. And that really starts off, you know, on a good foot with somebody. It really gets them charged up and hopefully really ready to develop that long-term emotional connection. And then there are various tools in the book around, let's say you're meeting someone in business at a cocktail party. So you start out with great eye contact to begin with. You have to be able to practice conscious listening. It's another rule in the book. And there's a lot of science around this, where we tend to look at listening as a very passive act. Okay. And it turns out listening is not a passive act. It's actually a very proactive act. And so when people say words, we have to remain conscious that it's not just the words they're saying, it's the intent behind the words. So a lot of times we're thinking about what we're going to think of next, what we're going to say next. Perhaps we're disagreeing with somebody, with something that they're saying. We're coming up with a retort for that. We have to put all that aside. We have to focus and make sure we clearly understand. And really, Shalom, what this is all doing is it's helping us to apply critical thinking and mindfulness around that interpersonal dynamic, literally from the moment you meet somebody. And the way I kind of define critical thinking is really three things. One is communicating effectively with someone. Second is really assessing information accurately. And then three, being objective, leaving your predetermined biases and judgments at the door. And when you're doing this and you're mindful and you're present in the moment, you're really able to pay attention. You're able to actively listen. You're really able to remember how important your eyes are and all the other things that are in the book in terms of emotional intelligence and caring for your actions. There are a lot of things that we tend to take for granted. But again, this is all about mastery and really being critical and thinking about things and not just letting it, you know, kind of let fortuity take over.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with the author of a brand new book, Hit It Off, 21 Rules to Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. That's Joe Bercato. Some really great tips already. So Joe, I want to take our listeners behind the microphone for a moment. Joe, why did you become so passionate about this topic? Why this topic and why you?
Well, my journey to kind of get to where I'm at with respect to the interpersonal dynamic really began when I was a child. I often tell the story about, I call it the famous muffler story, I guess. I tell it a lot, but basically it is back when I was about 10 years old, my grandfather and I were at a muffler store. I grew up in Berwyn, western suburb of Chicago, and he had to get a new muffler for his car. So we were sitting in the waiting room. And again, I'm like 10 years old. And it was just me, my grandfather, and this other gentleman who he didn't know. And these guys just started talking, and I'm just sitting there listening, and I don't even remember what they were talking about. But after about 20 or 25 minutes, they finished, and it was like they were old friends. It was like they were best friends. I remember sitting there, even at that young age, thinking, how did my grandfather do that? How did he, like, basically hit it off with this individual? So I've been kind of chasing that secret ever since. And I got to tell you, you know, after being in business now for many years and developing a lot of business around the world, not just in the legal profession, but in other businesses that I've founded and other investments that I've made, I've met a lot of people and I've developed and have recognized a lot of patterns that people employ, that I've employed to actually succeed. And so I can't say that I've necessarily figured everything out, because I have not. And frankly, the more I did research on this topic, the more I realized how much I don't know. And so I'm always learning. I'm always looking to improve. But even going back to an early age of trying to understand how you hit it off with that person from the beginning and then really develop that long-term emotional connection. As science shows, human connection is one of our most basic human needs. And so if we're able to figure out how to satisfy that in a business and or just general life context, what we've done then is we've armed ourselves with as much as possible to maximize the likelihood of achieving our goals in any relationship. And that's really the whole idea of a relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Joe, we're going to have to leave it there because I want to make sure we get our listeners in touch with you and so they can purchase a copy of this fantastic new read, Hit It Off. How can they do that?
Well, they can visit my website at hititoffthebook.com. Hititoffthebook.com. Links to all the purchase options are there. Got it in hardcover, ebook, audiobook, and we're also scheduling. We just did a great book signing at Barber's Bookstore in Yorktown Center in Lombard, Illinois, last Saturday, actually. And we're scheduling three more. We're going to do
one
at Whitfield, Vernon Hills location, and yet another one at Yorktown in November.
Awesome.
So everybody can
hit it off the book.com. Joe Brocato, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we're back on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I've got a real treat in store for you. I'm joined by Ref Etliano, who is just an amazing, amazing individual that has written a new book, The Latino Leadership Playbook. And we love to talk about people that are making a difference, especially in our community. So, Ref, thanks so much for joining us. Please give us a little bit of background about yourself. Are you based in Chicago?
Yes, I am. Thank you for joining or thank you for having me. I'm based in Chicago. I'm born and raised Chicago. My grandparents came here from Mexico in the 60s, and four generations later, we're all here, and I'm first generation professional, college student, etc. So yes, a Chicago guy at heart and in life.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on everything. So your new book, The Latino Leadership Playbook, what's it about and what prompted you to write a book? I know it's really, really hard work. I've been through that exercise before, so it's no fun.
That's right. Bottom line is I've been in corporate my entire life. And, up until the last couple of years, I really got involved in the Latino side of things. You know, I'm Latino, but it's just kind of, started coming up lately. But, one of the key figures I've seen is, Latinos are 20% of the population and growing, but only 4% of us are in senior leader roles in corporate America. And being a senior leader myself, I'm like, I've gone through the battles and I've failed, but I've also succeeded. And how great would it be to share these insights, the roadmap, right, the playbook, if you will, for all the rest of the Latinos, and not just Latinos, but really all underrepresented populations who didn't have that mentor, that guidance growing up because we had no kind of business or corporate legacy. And so I put together literally a playbook that shows you exactly what to do, what not to do. In addition, it's not just the world according to Ref, but it's really, I got over 55 contributors. So Latinas, Latinos, non-Latinos, some of the most influential and powerful business leaders across the world weighing in on what exactly to do to elevate your leadership in a workplace.
Fantastic. I'm chatting with the author of the Latino Leadership Playbook. That's Refugio, Ref Etliano, and really appreciate you sharing this. So what is that core message that some of the most salient points that you want readers to take away when reading your book?
Yeah, number one, don't treat it as a book. It's really, it's a roadmap. It's a manual. It's almost like a Harvard Business Review for the underrepresented population and going specifically Latinos right now. Commit to your leadership journey, take your time with it. It's not meant to read, cover to cover immediately, but commit to your journey, and work through it and work through insights and be bold and take shots and fail. But at the end of this, you will come out an impact player in the workplace. You will position yourself to be promotion ready, to be sponsorship ready, et cetera. So commit to the journey and use it to your advantage.
Totally. And you already sort of alluded to this earlier about the percentage of Hispanics in those senior positions. Obviously, you have quite the success story, but do you know the statistics about the percentages of Hispanics in executive level positions? And what do CEOs need to do to promote more Hispanics in these important roles?
Yeah, so I think it's a two piece question. One is it is the 4% of Latinos in the executive positions, and the numbers are even at the director and senior director positions. It's pretty consistent, so that's why it's important to fill that middle management talent pipeline so we can get more in the C-suite and board levels. As far as what CEOs can do, so really a couple things. One is awareness, right, of the numbers and a commitment to closing a gap on the numbers for Latinos and really all underrepresented populations. I'm really in this for everybody. But at the same time, Latinos, we have work to do as well. So one of the things I've done in my playbook is I've added a bonus chapter at the end. And in the chapter, it provides a great framework for the non-Latino, you know, for the companies to plug into the Latino community. So, for instance, step one is understanding our culture, knowing that we're respectful, that we work hard, and that's where our focus is, right? But then in the workplace, help us blast through those barriers, you know, help us advocate for ourselves, help us be bold, which is very unnatural as for our community. And so really important that corporations lean in on that from a leadership perspective. And then provide the access, the experience, the opportunity for us as we begin to develop in the workplace. So it's really a two-pronged thing. One prong is, you know, the awareness and the support and the elevation by corporations using the framework I just described that's in the book. But secondly, Latinos, we need to show up bigger. We need to develop ourselves so we have talent that actually is attractive toward, you know, for companies to actually take us under their wings and do that.
Absolutely. It's a great read and something that's important. Like you said, it's not a book, but it's something that's for everybody. It's the Latino Leadership Playbook. And that's not just for folks in the Latino community, but I think one of the things that I just took away in this conversation is the opportunities and the skills and the talents that so many Hispanics bring to these senior positions. And CEOs should be reading this fantastic read as well. So as I look at the Latino Leadership Playbook, I see there's two areas that you touch on quite a bit: navigating culture scripts and developing leadership skills. Can you share some more explanation about those two areas?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's interesting about, you know, developing Latinos and all my research and just personal experience and talking to others as well is, in order for Latinos to blast through that middle management role, we gotta address the Latino mindset. And I talked about those cultural barriers. Like I said, we're not comfortable advocating for ourselves. We're very family oriented, so we're not comfortable putting ourselves out there ahead of the team. You know, things like that. You know, we're very deferential community as well. So if a boss, you know, or leader says something, we just go with the flow and do it. In the workplace, you got to be a lot different. So step one is attacking the cultural scripts, or really the Latino mindset, understanding where we are today and where we need to be in the workplace and how we need to be in the workplace, and what does good look like in the workplace, right? It's very different for us. And so I spell that out, what to do and what not to do when it comes to these elements. So the thought is, once you kind of get that mindset right and we know exactly what to do and how we need to operate, then step two is the true leadership skills, being a confident communicator. You know, things senior leaders work, you know, look for: being politically savvy. Do you have a great executive presence? Do you know how to leverage, not mentors, but sponsors? Do you know how to drive that for your career? And do you know how to add value to your sponsors in return to provide impact and business value to them? So those are the things. Literally, this book is an all-in, one-stop shop, everything you need to do to accelerate your leadership.
Absolutely. Are there any anecdotes that you can share with our audience that you mention in the book?
Yeah. So personally, you know, it's interesting. My leadership journey started, you know, probably about 7 years ago. I was with a previous company, and I noticed everybody around me getting promoted, which was very unsettling. And I remember being very frustrated. And so I went to a senior Latina leader at the time. She reported to the CEO, and she's like, you know, to be up here, you know, you got to look the part and you got to act the part. And back then, my dress was just horrible. My image was off, you know, it just wasn't good. And so I remember that same night, I, as an example of executive presence, she said, update your wardrobe. So I went shopping that night, and for the next month in my blazers and everything, everybody thought I was interviewing every day, which was funny. But, you know, I've worked on my executive presence. I've worked on my communication as a result of that one conversation. And so since then, I have practiced, failed, but mastered in the end my leadership journey and my leadership skill set. And because of one conversation, one leader taking a chance and providing me a lens that I would have never seen, it was so powerful. So this book that I'm providing now is that same lens. I'm showing everybody the unseen for the first time, so you know exactly where to put your efforts.
Fantastic. That's great. And I hear that you are launching a workbook as a companion to this book. Can you talk about how this workbook will help readers?
Yeah. So, you know, the book is, you know, cool, you know, but it's not enough, right? It's, you know, for me, it's about activating the insights in the book. That's the key. And so to activate the insights, I was going to create a companion workbook, but I actually just said, you know what, I'm just going to create the templates and put the workbook templates for free on my website at refugioatolano.com. I think if you go in the book section at the bottom, you'll see all the links to the workbook template. So bring your development to life, you know, write the stuff down, prioritize where you want to focus every quarter. So take a couple of items out of the playbook and map that out. As you map this out, you know, talk to your leader, talk to your mentor, your sponsor, your peers, right? Bring it to life, make it real, and make it part of your development and keep growing quarter over quarter, year over year. And what you'll start to see all these capabilities build and you'll start to be showing up differently in the workplace.
Ruff, really enjoyed our conversation. I know our listeners will really enjoy the book, the Latino Leadership Playbook. How can they find the book and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So books on Amazon, two places. One is on Amazon, of course. So please look it up there. If you're interested in bulk orders for, you know, colleges and universities are starting to reach out and companies are reaching out. I can also give an intro book discussion to your company or your school, just to show you the power of the book, how to read the book, et cetera. Reach out to me at refugio@tolano.com or LinkedIn. You can connect with me on public. I'd be happy to support in any way possible.
And we'll link in the show notes as well. Ref, really enjoyed the conversation. Encourage everybody to pick up a copy of the Latino Leadership Playbook. And Ref, can't wait to have you back on real soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Quick break, some commercials, headlines. When we come back, lots more small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You do not want to touch that dial. We've got a lot more in store for you after this quick break. Be right back and get down to business. Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Hey, tell your podcast app that you want to subscribe. Subscribe, rate, review, and share our program so you don't miss a single episode. Just search for Get Down to Business on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a single episode. And be sure to get on my website, syklein.com. where you get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show, all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. So we've all been in that situation, delivering a keynote speech, presenting a sales pitch, or just leading a team meeting. We know that effective communication is key to getting your message across and inspiring action. That's what we all want as a business owner. As a business leader, your ability to communicate effectively can make or break your career. As being an engaging speaker is not only essential for motivating your employees, but also for pitching your ideas to potential investors, clients, or partners. So I asked around on this topic to a number of business colleagues, fellow young entrepreneurs that are out there, and I sort of gathered some 9 themes that I wanted to share with our listeners today that can help you improve your public speaking skills and reap the benefits of becoming an engaging speaker. So one of the things that I heard from somebody is that use love, not fear. And that's a mantra that helps you switch your fear of public speaking into something you love, because you realize it's a way you can provide more value to people's lives. When you speak to an audience driven by love and the desire to truly serve them, it shows, and they can feel it no matter how skilled you are at public speaking. Okay, so a simple solution is hire a speaking coach. It might sound like a simple solution for a complex skill to master, but coaches have exercises and techniques for speaking that make an impact. Another advantage to retaining a speaking coach is the personalized attention to your particular speaking challenges. Building the skill has been one of my tools for building my brand as an entrepreneur, and it's certainly led to some great opportunities. Join a club. Did you know that the best tip is to join a club that helps people build speaking skills? Many local nonprofit organizations provide public speaking opportunities and teach effective communication skills. Joining one of these clubs will give you the opportunity to learn from more experienced speakers, practice your message, and receive feedback. Plus, it will help you build confidence in yourself and your message. And make use of those strategic pauses. I do it all the time on the air. One tip for becoming an engaging speaker is to use strategic pauses in your speech. Pausing allows you to create emphasis, control the pace, and give your audience sufficient time to absorb information. This in turn helps build and maintain listener interest, improves understandability, and projects confidence in your delivery. Okay, my tip for becoming an engaging speaker is to practice, practice, practice. Preparation is key to becoming a confident and effective speaker. And by rehearsing your presentation and getting comfortable with the material, you'll be able to better connect with your audience and deliver a compelling message. That's what your audience is looking for. And don't fake it. Say it as it is. try not to fabricate information when motivating employees, pitching a solicitation, or engaging your audience, because it's a recipe for disaster. You may get away with it at first and intrigue your listeners. When the truth unfolds, it'll shatter your reputation for good. So be authentic and truthful to ensure lasting relationships with your audience. And watch other great speakers over and over again on YouTube. You'll start to subconsciously pick up the way that they speak, and including their tone of voice and the way that they use nonverbal communication. If you'd like, it's good to get in the zone by watching a great speech before you give yours. A couple more remaining tips for you. Getting organized and knowing your stuff makes it much easier to become an engaging speaker. Rather than trying to memorize pitches or motivational words, knowing the general theme of what you want to say gives you more confidence when you're speaking. Instead of focusing on the perfect words or phrasing, it's better to prioritize the message and key points to resonate with your audience. And research your audience to understand their interests, needs, and expectations. This will help you tailor your message and delivery style to resonate with them. For example, if you're speaking with an investor, you may want to focus on growth strategies and financial metrics, where if you're speaking to employees, you might want to focus on company culture and mission. So let me recap for you. A couple of tips. I always love to know what you think. So please let me know if it's helpful to you and if you have tips that you'd want to add to a future segment on this topic. So again, we're talking about whether you're delivering a keynote speech, a sales pitch, leading a team meeting. We know that that effective communication is key. So number one, our tip was speak out of love, not fear. Number two, hire a speaking coach. Number three, join a club. Number four, make use of those strategic pauses. Number five, rehearse your presentation. Number six, be truthful and authentic. And number seven, watch the way others speak. Number eight, prioritize the message over the words. And number nine, know your audience. Again, I really hope that this is helpful to you. And I have certainly learned over time some things that have worked really well. And frankly, I've had some really bad tips that have really, really been a total belly flop. So let me know what you think. You can contact me through my website, sykline.com. I respond to every message. I'd love to hear what works for you as you present, especially this time of year. This is the time you're going to be leading holiday parties, getting together with clients, and engaging with all sorts of important stakeholders. And remember, as a business owner, every day is about sales. Every interaction is a sales opportunity, whether it's hiring a new employee or recruiting your next greatest clients. So again, look forward to hearing from you. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tom Mirabali Health Insurance. You can reach him online, healthplanchicago.com, healthplanchicago.com for all of your health insurance needs, or give him a call, 630-863-3477. We've got a quick break, lots more small business jobs and entrepreneurship when we return in just a moment. Hey, we're back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. There's nothing I enjoy more on this program than featuring a serial entrepreneur. And that's exactly what my next guest is. AJ Silver is exactly that serial entrepreneur who has a passion for digital marketing and organic lead generation. AJ grew the Guerrilla Agency into the leading SEO agency. And we're going to talk about that acronym. We share it all the time on the air in Minneapolis. And within 4 short years, he turned that venture into a multi-million dollar exit. We're going to talk about some of his new ventures and all the great stuff he's doing. AJ Silver, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So my understanding is that your hobbies are enjoying your Harley, doing snow sports, spending time with friends and family. But I don't know how you have all the time for that based on some of the things that I've seen on your resume.
Yeah, you know, I feel like one of my big things is work-life balance, I think, is huge. I think starting obviously businesses is a passion of mine. You know, that's what I'm doing kind of during the week. But once Friday hits, man, you know, I'm out there on the motorcycle, I'm snowboarding, I'm doing stuff on the weekend, I'm hanging out with my wife, I'm enjoying restaurants. You know, I think the benefit of starting businesses, right, is to reap the rewards afterwards, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And a little birdie told me that you are definitely a coffee drinker and enjoy plenty of caffeine. Is that accurate?
Oh, 100%. I am literally drinking caffeine 24/7. I feel like I should cut down. It's just once you get up there, though, it's impossible to cut back.
wild. So we're going to talk about your prior entity as well as your current project, your latest venture, Small Business Bonfire, a company focusing on helping entrepreneurs start and scale their business through free resources, actionable articles, and low-cost courses. But let's start in the very beginning. How did you grow and sell your agency so super-duper fast?
Yeah, thanks for that. I think the biggest thing was always having a focus on leads and sales. I think was the biggest part is that we really kind of drank our own Kool-Aid at the Guerrilla Agency. And so we were heavily focused on, you know, generating inbound leads through SEO, through search marketing, a little emphasis on social media, email marketing, that kind of thing, but mainly focusing on, you know, the stuff that we were really good at, SEO. And I came in with a sales background, right? So my big thing was, you know, using a CRM consistently, measuring progress over time and then getting those leads closed. And then, you know, of course, on the other side of the business, really facilitating those leads and making sure that we're doing a great job for our clients. So really, like, you know, at a high level overview, I mean, those are the three biggest things, right? Like closing leads, facilitating the business, and then just steadily growing over time. Not losing clients was also a big piece of it. But yeah, I mean, I would say those are kind of the biggest things, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And so something I found really interesting is obviously you've gone through, there's so much we could talk about, you know, structuring your agency for that smooth sale, navigating that multi-million dollar exit. But what did you learn from working with the new agency owner?
Yeah, I got extremely lucky, if I'm being 100% honest. What had happened is that Phil Singleton owned an agency out of Kansas City called Kansas City Web Design and SEO. And when he came in to purchase the agency, man, he's just a great guy. He's a doer. He loves SEO. He's the best SEO that I've ever worked with. And I just knew from, you know, that kind of the first initial time, I mean, due diligence took 6 months. So, you know, whether it was the first conversation or the several conversations thereafter, I mean, I just knew it was going to be a smooth transition. He was going to take care of our people here at the Guerrilla Agency. And then obviously just make the product better. I mean, again, like he'd been doing this longer than I had. I mean, he started in 2005. So I knew he was gonna, you know, come in and do a bang up job, and I think that was really important. So again, I got kind of lucky in a way, having Phil kind of come in and buy the agency. That said, I mean, I think the transition, I made the transition easier, and I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs about this because I took myself out of the day to day operations of the business. So. I started the Guerrilla Agency in 2017, and by the time that I was selling, you know, that sold it, I had my, you know, I had my hand in sales just because I like doing sales on a regular basis. That said, that's the only thing that I was really doing. I was working more on the business, becoming the face of the organization rather than working in the day to day. So when Phil came in to buy the company, I mean, it was very much turnkey. And then my transition out of the business was a lot easier because of that too.
Absolutely. I'm chatting with AJ Silber, who is now running his latest venture, Small Business Bonfire. Again, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs start and scale their business through free resources, actionable articles, and low-cost courses. So we're going to cut to break in a minute, but I want to make sure before we cut to that break, we squeeze in some of the, I'd say the top two tips that you have for folks interested in selling their business.
Yeah. Oh, this is a really big one for me. I would say my number one tip is start early. So if you're considering selling your business in the future, I don't care if that's going to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, or next year, preferably it's a little later on than next year. I always say start early. For listeners out there, I don't know if they're familiar with the term EBITDA, so earnings before interest and taxes, but that's traditionally how a business sells, is on a multiple like that. So the idea is, you know, hey, what's the profit of the business? Multiply that by 4, 5, 6, whatever industry you're in, and that's what your business is going to sell for. So focusing on profit from the jump is probably the most important thing. Starting early and then going for the next 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, whatever the case is, and then just focusing on steadily growing not only your gross revenue, top end, you know, top line revenue, but also, you know, that EBITDA number is going to be really important. So business owners are going to want to see that grow, and then that's going to get you paid out more. So, you know, I don't know if that's two things. I would say maybe that's one and two, is focus on profit, focus on it early.
That's fantastic. That's great tips and something that's super valuable. Indeed, again, you're listening to AJ Silber, a small business bonfire. Really, really excited to talk about all of these resources. We're going to continue that conversation when we return and get down to business in just a moment. Get on my website, syklein.com. But again, don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more small business jobs and entrepreneurship in store for you when we come back with some free resources. We all love that. So don't touch that dial. Hey, we're back and get down to business with the master caffeine drinker over here, but also the founder of the Gorilla Agency, which again was turned into a multi-million dollar exit, and now the founder of Small Business Bonfire. We've been chatting with AJ Silber, some great resources already on the sale of a company, but I want to talk about new things. And AJ, again, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. So let's talk about Small Business Bonfire. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah. So, you know, this was actually a very interesting kind of idea that I had early on. So in SEO, a part of SEO and really a part of digital marketing is kind of affiliate marketing, display advertising, owning digital assets. So I actually, we had acquired a website called Tweak Your Biz. This was 4 or 5 years ago. And eventually that had kind of, that business had sort of automated itself where it was making a pretty significant amount of cash on a month-to-month basis. So in 2020, I thought to myself, I was like, hey, listen, let's try to invest in another publication, another website. I had done a quick Google search. I found another website that was very similar to Tweak Your Biz called Small Business Bonfire. I acquired it. And for the last couple of years, it's been shutting off for more or less a passive income. Now, one of the things that I decided to do in, call it 2022, when I sold the Gorilla Agency, is really put an emphasis on Small Business Bonfire. And what I've seen in the market, if you go to Forbes, right, if you go to entrepreneur.com and you read the articles, you get some of the, you know, the resources, if you could even call them that, from those websites. I mean, look at the actual people that are writing these articles. I mean, it's typically the intern's assistant. You know, that's just the content's really been scraped, you know, from other websites, and it's not really good. It's not quality. It's not really teaching anybody anything. So what I really set out to do with Small Business Bonfire is sort of be a mentor to, you know, any businesses that are looking to scale up to seven figures. So the idea for the website really is that I'm facilitating and writing all of the content on the site. So it's really kind of my perspective, right? And the stuff that I've really learned over the last, you know, call it decade in business, and what really enabled me to scale and grow the Gorilla Agency, I'm giving a lot of those, you know, a lot of that content away for free on the website. The other piece of it is that I am a huge proponent of standard operating procedures. So I've got hundreds of standard operating procedures at this point that I used in my own agency to grow it and get myself out of the business, which enabled us to sell it. And I'm giving a lot of those SOPs away for free, right? So the idea is, you know, get on the website, you know, download some of that stuff. You know, on the back end, one of the ways that one of the more specific ways that I'm trying to give back to the community is by doing a weekly newsletter called the Bonfire Field Guide. So I actually just spent a half day writing this one for this Friday. It's a weekly publication. So that's a newsletter that you can get on it. Again, I'm giving away secrets. I'm kind of showing how to use those standard operating procedures. And then really finally, you know, the thing with Small Business Bonfire is that I'm actually in process of creating courses. So I sold an SEO agency, so I'm starting with an SEO course. That seems pretty standard, but I'm really rolling on a lot of different courses around, you know, SEM, bringing in leads, sales, things of that nature. So I'm actually, over the course of the next, I'm calling it year, 2 years, on the roadmap, is to really create a lot of these courses that really kind of tie everything together and teach, you know, a lot of these, you know, call it six-figure entrepreneurs how to scale up to seven figures. And they're going to be low cost is the big thing. I mean, we're not talking about $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 courses, if that makes sense.
That's great. AJ Silber, I mean, I could talk to you for hours, my friend. I appreciate this. Free resources, some free courses, taking all the knowledge and expertise that you've learned over these past many years, a very successful career. And folks, I know we'll want to get in touch with you and find out all about Small Business Bonfire. How can they do that?
Yeah, so go to smallbusinessbonfire.com. I'm on there. I'm also on LinkedIn. You can just search AJ Silber, and also on Twitter, it's AJ_Silber. That's probably the best place to get in touch with me.
Fantastic. Well, that's a wrap for us here this week on Get Down to Business. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM560 The Answer or on your favorite podcast app. To success, let's get down to business. We'll see you next week.